Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers defeated the Illinois Fighting Illini on Wednesday night, 78-68, and the Hoosiers were buoyed by the effort off the bench. That group accounted for 38 big points, including 13 from Justin Smith and 14 from Al Durham. Well, what's the big deal? Well, they're both freshmen. Indiana fans always expecting big things from freshmen. So are Indiana coaches, and Archie Miller was happy to see Durham's performance pick up.
He did a good job. First half, he drove and got a couple big baskets for us to alleviate the pressure. And then I thought in the second half, he made a big three. I mean, he made a really big three. And then he had a couple good drives. He got to the foul line. You know, he made his free throw. So it's nice to have him play the amount of minutes he did and also, you know, put some points on the board and also make some crucial shots, you know, for us. And he'll get more. I mean, right now we're by committee. I mean, if we have a group that's playing well, we'll stick with them.
Smith was replaced in the starting lineup by Freddie McSwain just a few games ago, but Smith didn't hang his head at all. He scored 8 of Indiana's first 14 points on Wednesday night to turn around a 5-0 and a 12-8 deficit into a 14-14 Hoosier tie game. Al Durham picked up the pace there, went on a 5-0 run, and Indiana took the lead and took control of the game against Illinois.
Freshmen that go through ups and downs, or good starts, good games, bad games. That's what a freshman season is. But moments like tonight, hard-fought win, where guys made winning plays, those stick with you. You learn how to win games that way. And those guys, as they get older, you know, this is the type of experiences that they're going to help them develop into, you know, really good Indiana players.
And we hope those experiences continue on the road. It's Iowa City tomorrow, 2 o'clock, as the Hoosiers and Hawkeyes get together. Indiana looking for their 4th straight conference win. High school hoops tonight. Columbus North at Bloomington North. Chalk Talk after 7 o'clock. Terry Stultz joins me on the coverage. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Terry Stultz joined me this morning to preview Columbus North and Bloomington North, our game of the week.
It's going to be a tough game for the Cougars. They're going to have to play well. To be all fair, Columbus North should have beaten Bloomington South at Columbus last Friday. They're a tough team. They've got everybody back now. Their big center, the football quarterback, Trent Kelly, a 6'5 junior, has only played his 10th game last week against South. And you can see he's still kind of working himself into shape a little bit. They got a lot of pieces over there. Jalen Flemons, who's a wide receiver, he's going on football scholarship to Ball State. Just an outstanding athlete. Trey Vincent, their point guard, is a blur. Going to be an interesting game. We're going to have to see the good North tonight. It's been an up-and-down roller coaster for Jason Spears' team. Luckily for us, we've gotten them a win before, so hopefully we can do it tonight.
And with the North team that we've seen, when they play well, it usually is because they are balanced scoring offensively, where one person isn't required to carry that full load.
That's true. They don't have a true superstar. He's playing in Columbus, Ohio. They need balance, though. They've got capable scorers. Tim Brewster is a capable scorer. Ethan Vinsel, of course. Liam Wilkerson. Jack Townsend, and the young freshman, Isaac Vinsel, is kind of going through a rough patch, but he's the end of his freshman year, and he's also someone that can do some scoring for them. They're just a team that is still finding themselves. The thing about any of those five guys is that if one of them gets a shot and to go down, it seems like the confidence of everybody else raises. And that's what happens with a young team.
Cougar Den and Tom McKinney Court will be the host tonight. Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock, the tip just after 7:30. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.